if having a more resonant, more authoritative and more engaging voice is something that you're striving for, then this video is going to help you. Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm gonna help you speak like a boss. Now, there is many ways that you can sound more authoritative. There are many ways that you can sound more like a leader, but just remember this first. Leaders don't sound like leaders unless they're leaders. So no matter what your voice is, if you're a leader, you sound like a leader. Anyone in a position of power, authority, or, you know, prominence sounds the way they do because that's the way they sound. So the idea that you sound like a boss or sound like a leader, it means one thing or another, is foolish. You being a leader will make you sound like a leader because you'll be a leader and that's the way you'll sound. However, I kind of know what people mean when they say this. I kind of understand that people want to sound more resonant and have deeper voices, more authoritative and ones that command, you know, like the masses. People want big, boomy, deep, authoritative voices. I understand that. But it doesn't necessarily make you a leader, and it doesn't make you necessarily make you sound like a leader either. A, knowing what the f*** you're talking about will make you sound like a leader. B, knowing how to lead people will make you sound like a leader. The voice thing is just a small part of it. And although it can be influential, it may make more people stop and listen to your voice. It's not the be all and end all. But if that is what you are after, if having a more resonant, more authoritative and more engaging voice is something that you're striving for, then this video is going to help you. First, let's recognize what resonance is. And this resonance is the word that we're looking for. If you didn't know it before, that's what it is. Resonance is essentially just vibrations bouncing around because they resonate. Yeah. So the idea that our body is a chasm is a vessel for vibrations when we create them with our vocal folds. The resonance is created by sound bouncing around inside these resonators in our body and then coming out of our mouth to form as sound and articulated words to others. And to be able to make this resonance deeper, richer, fuller, and more engaging, we want to make sure that we can create enough space inside of ourselves in order for that resonance to become more resonant. So there's different ways we can do this. The first one is to be relaxed. You need to be relaxed. Tense muscle doesn't allow the body to resonate as well because it restricts areas that are flexible within us. That when they are flexible and when they are dynamic and when they are being used, you know, at their optimum, at their best, they can move and create bigger sounds, which will create bigger, deeper, more resonant, authoritative, engaging voice. So in order to do that, A, we need to get rid of tension. So we need to go to get a massage. We need to go and get on the rollerballs. We need to do some more stretching, lengthening our body. So finding length and relaxation, breathing techniques that will support that. There's plenty of that on this channel. And actually, of all the things on this channel that people really want to have, like my 8-week course, it gives you this more than anything: resonance and authoritative and an engaging voice. My 8-week course is designed specifically to open up and give you a flexible, dynamic system in order to be more engaging and in order to be more authoritative and have this resonance. That is the biggest takeaway from my course that everyone has mentioned as well. So that's worth considering if this is something that you really want to achieve. But anyway, I'm not here to sell my course. I want you to just understand that by finding relaxation in your body is the first step. The second part is to start working the areas that can move. So the areas that are hard and stuck are, for example, the hard palate, the jaw, but the jaw can move, the jaw can be opened like that. And so you can create more space in order for sound to reverberate. Also the soft palate at the back, that moves up and down, that can create space. The throat itself, all the way down here, the tubes, they can be exercised and manipulated in order to create more space. And by relaxing your body and relaxing the muscles that support your vocal system, you can expect that when you breathe, things will expand and create more space, which will create more resonance, which will create a deeper, more authoritative sound, which will will impact people who are listening to you much better. And of course then, part of this resonance is the fact that you know what you're talking about. Because when you start judging yourself, if you're unsure, you start restricting yourself emotionally, physically, mentally, and your message doesn't get out. So you can actually sound more resonant because you know what you're talking about, and that's something to consider. So relaxation, length and flexibility, and then knowledge of your chosen subject. And these things, by considering them, will help you to be more resonant, more impactful, more dynamic, more authoritative, and sound like a boss and sound like a leader, if that is the way that you see a boss or a leader sounding, and that's what you want. Again, like I said, 2 months worth of work on my exercises, my 8-week course, will get you there no matter where you are. But that's up to you. There's still plenty on this channel that you can take away. Thanks for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.